Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur, where we saw the yisod that it's only because it's a shibud haguf. We say lo yigos, and that's the only time we cancel out the loans. Because the loan is only canceled if it's a lo yigos case. What's lo yigos? Lo yigos is don't demand the money. But if you can't demand the money because it's not due now, so then there's no, Shemitah doesn't cancel it out. So we said that only applies if it's a shibud haguf. But the rush doesn't seem to hold that way. Because the Rosh brings Rabbeinu Tam, a raya that we pass like the Lishna Basa, that if you lend somebody for 10 years, then the loan isn't canceled. From the Gemara in Gittin, Daf Lamed, that says if you lend money to a Kohen, a Levi, or an Ani, and in exchange you say, you don't give me the money back, but you can give me Shemis and Meisers back. So Shmiv Shita doesn't cancel that out. Why? Because it's not called Lo Yigos. And Rabbeinu Tam explains, it's the Paputa Charifta. Understands Rabbeinu Tam, that even though the Baal HaBayis can't retract, but the coin can retract. So it might come to Lo Yigos, because the coin can say, no, I really want to give you money after all. Nevertheless, even though the coin can retract, and it might come to money, but in the meantime, it doesn't get, there isn't a monetary obligation. In Mela, it's not called Lo Yigos. And therefore, we see that if right now there's no monetary obligation, then a Shemitah doesn't cancel it out. Just like Shemitah doesn't cancel out that loan, because right now money isn't due. At Shemitah time, so too, money isn't due for the loan that's due after 10 years. At Shemitah, it's not due. So in Mela, it's not called Lo Yigos. The question is, what's the raya from there? There's no Shibud Haguf. There's no Shibud Haguf. That's why the loan isn't canceled, because he only has to give him fruits. So since there's no Shibud Haguf, we don't consider it a case of a Malvin Alova, where Shemitah cancels it out, because there has to be Shibud Haguf if there is. All he does is he just takes some fruits. But the Guf HaLoiv is not Meshubah to pay it back. So that's not a riot that the Allah is like the Lishna Basra. Because even according to Lishna Kama, that Shviz does cancel a loan that's due in 10 years. Here it's different. Because here we don't say Lo Yigos, because there's no Shibud Begufa. But in the case of Malvus Chavera for 10 years, there is a Shibud Haguf. So maybe Shemitah will cancel that out. But here it's different, because there's no Shibud Haguf. So you see from here, the Chora, that the Rosh doesn't hold, that it's telling whether or not there's a Shibud Haguf. The Rosh in a Tshuva on Klal Ein Zayin writes, Shemeachar shenagu shelo lashmit bizman hazeh, stam alvar vegam ken kilu hisna amana shelo tashamit b'shviz. But since the minhag is not to cancel out loans bizman hazeh, so stam alvar is like he made a t'nai, it should still be Lo Yigos. Why? Because an Isur Matanai doesn't help. And there's an Isur to be Tovei the Chayv. It's not a Dabar Sheba moment, it's a Milsa Di Suva. And the Isur of Lo Yigos isn't totally the Hashmata. And it's already Chal Metchilas Shnas Hashvias. Kama Shekosav HaRosh Perak HaShaleach. So there's still an Isser to demand this money. An Isurim, a Tanai doesn't help. And there's an Isser to demand the money. So since there's still an Isser, how can you say that there's a Tanai that the Isser shouldn't be Chal? Essentially making a t'nai on the Yisr. It's an Yisr of Lo Yigos And here we're making a tanai that it shouldn't apply. How can you do that? Alasur lo mahani tanai is nisa to be tovei lechov. And it's a milsa di sura. And the isra of lo yigos isn't talui in whether or not people are mishamet loans. Because the Isser of Lo Yigos already applies to the beginning of the seventh year, not from the end, when the loan is actually cancelled. Like the Rosh says. So Mela, how can you make a Tanai in this Isser? With Pshitus, we can say that even according to the Rosh, that the Isser of Lo Tigos is a Din B'choiv, and not a din in Shavuos, because the entire seventh year, it's also to be Toveya. Even though Shavuos only cancels out the Chov at the end, nevertheless, you're ready now to demand the Chov from the beginning of the seventh year. Still, the Isser is Tali B'mamanis, because the Isser is only Chal on such a Chov that Shavuos cancels. Therefore, if he makes it tonight, Shalot Tishmetenu Shviyas, that Shviyas shouldn't cancel out the loan. Dein Shviyas Mishametito. In which case, Shviyas doesn't cancel out the loan. In other words, they're making it tonight around the Mamanis. So the Isser of Lotigos also doesn't apply. Because this Isser is part of the Din Shemitah of the Chov. And any Chov that doesn't have Shemitah also doesn't have an Isser of Lotigos. So that's why he can make a Tanai Amenasha Lo Tishamit Bishvius. And the Ketzos asks, what about the Isser of Lotigos? And she says, no, the Mamanis is the Iker. And there's no Mamanis here, because he's saying that Shviyas isn't going to cancel the loan, and that they can make a Tanai on. So Memela, there's also no Isser of Lotigos. Because Isser of Lotigos only applies to a loan that's cancelled out by Shviyas, but this loan is going to be cancelled out by Shviyas. So Iker, it's Mamanis. Whether or not the loan is cancelled, and on that applies the Yisr of Lotigos, don't demand it. But if the loan is going to be cancelled out by Shviyas, there's no Lotigos. It's part of the Din Shemitah that applies to this debt. And if there's no Shemitah, there's no Lotigos. It can also be Miyashev, according to the Rambam, Perek Tes Mishmita Alocha Yud. Writes Hamalvus Chaver etc. Hisni Moshe Lo Yashmitu Choiv De, Afilu B'Shviyas Tino Kaim Shkol Tanai Shemom and Kaim. Person lends his friend and he makes a Tanai that this loan shouldn't be cancelled even on Shviyas. The Tanai is Kaim, because Kol Tanai Shemom and Kaim, any monetary Tanai is valid. V'Nim Zechiyav Atzmom Shlo Chiyav Asatoyra Bo Shu Chayiv. So he says, I'm going to be obligated in money. The Torah didn't obligate me. In other words, the Torah didn't obligate me to repay this loan, but I'm going to repay it anyway. So Mavur B'Divrei HaRambam, what do we see? That Dover Sheba Mammon, the Tanai is Kayam, it's not because by Mammon you can make a Tanai against Din Torah. Because really, every Dover Sheba Mammon is like She'er, Ksus, and Oino. That you can make a Tanai. Why can't you make a Tanai? Because it's like Kedushin Lechatzayin. It's only partial Kedushin. So once you get married, it has to be the whole kit and caboodle. You have to also support the wife as well. Ain Tosis B'Ksubis B'Dafnim V'Av. Rather, so you can't make a Tanai against Din Torah. Even when it comes to Mammon. But rather, since Mammon can be forgiven, it's like he forgave it. So if a person makes a Tanai, that Shvi, it shouldn't cancel out the loan, the Rambam holds that through this Tanai, the loiv is mischayiv to pay. It's like he's mischayiv and menu chiyuv. That's meduyik in the Lashon of the Rambam. He's mechayiv himself in mammon that the Torah wasn't mechayiv him in. He obligates himself to pay a debt the Torah didn't obligate him. He's not making a tanai on what it says in the Torah. The loan is cancelled, like the Torah says, but he's saying, but now I'm obligating myself again, outside of what the Torah says. I have this new debt. I used to owe you $100, that'll be cancelled by Shemitah, and now I'm obligating myself to pay $100. And if so, the Yisr of Lo Yigos isn't Shaykh. As we're going to see, Mitzvah. Because we have to understand the Rambam, since Lodas HaRambam, Shvius cancels every debt, not only a debt of Halva. So what does the Tanai help? Now he obligated himself in a new debt. Shvius cancels that one too. Okay, now he obligated himself in a new debt. Shvius cancels that one too. So mali mach have achoyv machmas halva, mali machoyv have machmas dover acher. What's the difference? So we can explain two ways. Either that the new debt that he's mischayiv, according to the Rambam, we explain that what he means is he's mischayiv this chov only. Besayf Shvius. When Shvius is over, he's now Mischayiv. So Shvius can't cancel it out because it wasn't around during Shvius. Shvius cancels a debt, it's a pre existing debt, but here there wasn't a debt. So there's nothing for Shvius to cancel. Or, as they bring in the name of Rabbeinu Chaim, who explains B'divrei HaRambam, that it's like he was mischayiv him such a chiyuv she'ein shvius mishamat. The Toayin Rabbeinu Chaim b'sifra achos mechir perek gimel lach gimel. Rabbi Kmo she nischayiv lo chiyuv kaze she'ein shvius mishamat ito she'kevin she'kol chiyuvo machmas she'mechayiv atzmo v'lo nischayiv el chiyuv she'lo yishamit b'shvius. According to Reb Chaim, there's such a chiyuv, there's such a thing according to the Rambam as a chiyuv that Shvius doesn't cancel. And this is one of those chiyuvim that he says explicitly that this is not going to be cancelled by Shemitah. So, in order to understand that better, we have to look in the Sefer of Reb Chaim and Hochaz Mechira Perek Yud Gimel Halacha Gimel. But the point is that as Rabbeinu Chaim is understanding it, there is such a thing as a debt that isn't cancelled according to the Rambam, and that's this debt, because he's saying Al Manas that it shouldn't be cancelled. So Shvius doesn't cancel it. So wherever we explain the Rambam, the Kash of the Ktzos is answered. Where the Ktzos asks? Ktzos asks, what about the din of lo yigos? That the Rosh says that since the minig is not to cancel loans with manazeh, so estam hava is like there's a tenai of almanas shelo tishamit b'shvius. Ask the Ktzos, what about lo yigos? An esurim, a tenai doesn't help. And here we're dealing with Yisr lo yigos. So eich shenefaresh b'divrei Rambam yushevet kushat haktzot miman avshach. Di avi ki mischayev lo rak b'sof hashane. Like we explained, if he's only mischayev at the end of the year, so there's no din of lo yigos. Why is there no din of lo yigos? Because Shemitah is already over. But yigos is on what is canceled out by Shemitah. Don't demand that loan. But here this wasn't canceled out by Shemitah, and maybe there's no din of lo yigos. And also according to the Grach, this is a chov that has no hashmata. There's a new chov that has no hashmata, that can't be cancelled. Now what he lent him? What he lent him is cancelled, but this is a different chov, and on this there's no shvius. And there's no lo tigos. So however you spin it, there is no problem here. Because Lotigos only applies to a loan that's cancelled by Shemitah. And here, either way you look at it, if the loan is only at the end of the year, after Shemitah already cancelled out the loans, now the loan is chal, so now the debt is chal, so it was never under the rubric of Lo Yigos. Because it was never chal. It was never cancelled. By Shemitah. And since it wasn't cancelled by Shemitah, it's not under the rubric of Lotigos. And also according to Rabbeinu Chaim, that it's a new loan. And such a loan, that Shvis doesn't cancel, as Chaim explains, in Hilchos Mechira 13:3, there is such a loan that Shemitah can't cancel, so Mimil is no Lo Sigos. So that's how we can have a case here of a person making a Tanai of Amenat Shelo Teshamek B'Shvius. Me'acha Shenagu Shelo Lahashmit B'Zman Hazeh Stam Halvaz Kilo Hisna Amenat Shelo Teshamek B'Shvius. So the Ketzos says, what about the Yisr? I get the Mamanus, but what about the Yisr? The answer is, there is no Lotigos here. Because either the loan is only due after Shavuos, this loan is due after Shavuos, or it's a different loan, or it's a different obligation, it's a different debt, and that one that Shavuos isn't canceling out, so there's no Lotigos. And according to the Rambam, we can also answer the Kasha the Ketzos there in Sif Katan Gimel, who asks, somebody lends his friend for 10 years. What's the whole shock of Italian the Gemara, if it's called Lo Yigos or not? Gemara has a discussion. If he says, I'm lending you money, you have to pay me back in 10 years. Is it called Lo Yigos or is it not called Lo Yigos? So ask the Ketzos, why don't we just say that the loan isn't cancelled? Because it's like he's making a Tanai. Amenas shelo tishmiteni b'shvius. Because he was mechayev himself after 10 years. So that Shvius isn't cancelling that out. And it's known that within the 10 years, Shvius is going to fall out. And nevertheless, he obligates himself to be parei the chov. So what's the whole shock of the tire where there is Lo Yigos? It's not Lo Yigos. Doesn't matter. You made it tonight that Shalot Tishmateni B'Shvius, so Ma Baya. So according to the Rambam, we understand. The Dafka B'Masnim Efurosh the Havalek Mishin Eschayv Lo Chov Afer, if he made a Tznai b'feirush. And therefore it's like anu chiyuv, like we saw in the Rambam. Nimtzezeh chiyuv atzma mamish l'chiyuv osa Torah. He's mechayiv himself in mammon that the Torah wasn't mechayiv him in. So in such a case, Shvius is a mishamit. Mashenken amar b'liyot shanim. And after 10 years, he's toiver from the loiva, the same choiv that he was mischayiv in b'shas halva. There's no tnai that he's mischayiv a new chiyuv. The Rambam says a new chiyuv. So it could be it's a new chiyuv on that loan. It was pushed off till after Shvius. Or it's mamish a new chiyuv. But either way, it's a new chiyuv. He's mechayiv himself when the Torah wasn't mechayiv him. So that's a tenai of amanah shelo tushmiteni b'shvius. When they make an explicit tenai. But if he's ma'avo v'yotshanim, he's tovea that very same chov. And there's no tenai that he's going to be mischayiv a different chov. And therefore the Gemara needed to explain that the reason it's not cancelled is because there's no lo yigos. If this mana piron hasn't come around, it's not considered lo yigos. And the mela, it's not cancelled. Without that, we would say it is cancelled. Because it's the very same loan. Now, if he made an explicit tenai, then it's a different debt. Again, like the Rambam says, that he's mischayev, nimzezeh chiyev atzim mamon shelo chiyev also Torah. He's mechayev himself in mamon that the Torah wasn't mechayev him in. But if he says till after 10 years, I'll give you your omi in 10 years, what is he omi in 10 years? That very same money the Torah was mechayev him in. Now you have no right to say that you're going to owe me money. The Torah says you don't owe me. You have a right to say you can owe me different money than the Torah says. But the same money that the Torah says, this very loan that the Torah says is cancelled, you're saying is not cancelled. That doesn't work. It's the only way we get around it is by saying, oh, but there's no lo yigos. Kol zman shelo yigia zman apiro. But otherwise, since it's the same chiyuv, we would say that it's cancelled. And with this, we can also understand what the Rambam was mechalek l'dina bein ayinu l'shvi is the Rambam paskins perikid gimel mehilchos mechira alocha gimel the loy mahani tnai da manas sheinucha alay onor. Can't make a tenai of on condition that there's no claim of fraud, because he didn't know that there was fraud, that he would have kavana to be moichel like the Gemara says. But by Shvius, we also have this by Shvius, it's effective. You can make a tenai of amanah shelo tushmiteni b'shvius. Even there, also we have a svara of miyada shetovo shvius, shekivein limcho, demol yifro lo kodem shvius. Maybe you'll pay him before shvius, and then he won't be moichel. So just like we say by oino, that the tenai there's no ona doesn't count because who says that he doesn't really think there's ona. So too, when he says that shvius doesn't cancel it out, on condition that shvius doesn't cancel it out, who says he really was mechavin limcho? Maybe the borrower thought to himself, that he'll pay it before Shavuos. So he didn't really mean to be moichel. If I paid before Shavuos, I paid it. But if not, he didn't want to be moichel. He really wanted it to be canceled. It's like by Ono, the guy didn't really want there to be Ono, and I didn't think there would be Ono. So based on what we said, we can explain simply. The Dafka Be'Ono, we say, V'lo yada sheish b'zayino she yimchol. But by Shavuos, it's b'chal not b'geder shel mechila. It's a new chiyuv that the life is mischayev to the malve, that it's not cancelled out by Shavuos. And you can't say, miyada she is chayev. He knows that Shemitah is going to come and that there's going to be a new, it's a new debt. He's mischayev on a new debt. Oh no, we don't know if there's going to be oh no or not, but we know that Shavuos is coming around. And if he's saying if Shavuos comes around, then I'm mischayev a new debt. So Melech Tzchal. The Rosh adds a svara that the halacha is like the Lishna Basra, that it says Hamavel Chaveru L'Esr Shanim. Ain Shvius Mishamatito. Shvius doesn't cancel out such a loan. The Shvius Bizman Azed De Rabbonim Ve'Azlinan L'Kula. So since we have a case here, is the loan canceled, the 10-year loan, or not? So since Shavuos b'zman hazeh d'rabbanan, we go to Kula. So the Papula Charifta brings the kasha to Beis Yosef, Adarabba. B'sfeika d'mimona kula l'nitva. You have a selfik mamon, the Kula goes to the one who's the nitva, the one who's being sued. And if so, it should have said fakert, that since Shemit is d'rabbanan, we go to Kula l'loive. And Shavuos does cancel it out. What do you mean we go the kula for the malve? And Shavuos doesn't cancel it out. Why don't we say we go the kula laloive? And Shavuos does cancel it out. That's the kasha. So we could say that the din Shemitah is not as fake as the mamona. Because it's a din iser that's miskaimai de mamon, like the Papula Charifta says. And therefore, b'safek, you can't go lekula for the nitba and say don't pay it back because this is sveka di sura over here. So it's a din iser. Since this is in Isser, we don't go for the kula for the nitva, we go for the kula for the toveya. And we say he can be makel in this Isser of taking the money and take it. But from the kash of the Beis Yosef, it's mashma the yot that Shemitah's ksafim is mamonis. Because he says, hey, we go the kula on the nitva, so let's tell the lova he doesn't have to pay it back. You need a basin of mumchim. So you see that for halvos. So you see that it's not only an inyan of iser, it's a mitzvah of mamonis. And therefore for mamonis to kisurim, you need a basin of mumchim. If it would just be a surim, you would need a basin of mumchim. With this, we can answer the kasha of Menchas Chinuch. Why isn't Shemitah's Ksafim and Mitzvah's Esi Shemaim Goroma? Women are potter. So the answer is that since it's a din shibud v'schus mamonit that the loive has and the malve, that he has to cancel the loan, and the Yoreim even says that he can be toiveya, Malva, you can demand that the Malva be Mishame. So since it's a Schus Mamanis that the Lova has in the Malva, it's not Shaykh Mitzvah's Mayan Grama. Because Sof Sof, the woman is Meshuabedes, La Loiva, La Hashmit HaChoiv. So she is a Schus Maman, the Malva is a Schus Maman, the woman, the Malva, Malva, has a Schus, is Meshuabedes, and the Schus Maman to the Loiva, and Memela it's not cancelled. Memela it's not, we don't say Nashim Arpaturis. And the woman, the Malva, also has to be Meshamit. So it's really Mamanis. So if it's Mamanis, so back to our Kasha. Safek Maman Lekula. For who? For the Nitba. So let's say if it's a 10-year loan, that Shavius does cancel it for the benefit of the Loiva. Why do we go Lekula for the benefit of the Malva? Say that it's not cancelled. So we can be Yashav the Rosh and say like the Ramban in Gittin. Daf Yudchas Samar Aleph B'dap Arif. Shehu Ochiach Sheshvi'it B'zman Hazeh Mid'Oraita. What's the raya that Shvi'is B'zman Hazeh D'Oraita? Rabbi Yochanan has a suffix, if somebody's Malvis Chavero B'shtar, is it considered Gavui and it's not Meshamet or not? Is it considered as if it's already collected and therefore it's not cancelled or not? And Rabbi Yochanan says the halacha that it is Meshamet. It is Meshamet. Why? Mipnisha Einan Amudamin, just because we think that it's not Meshamet, Nasa Maisa, we're going to do a Maisa? No. It is cancelled. Now, if Shvius Bisman is the Rabbanan, he should have said that it's not Meshamet Misafik. And it's not called that it's not cancelled Misafik and it has to be paid. And it's not called, we don't view it as if we're Moitzi Mimamun Misafik. Lama? Shekevan She'ena Shmita Midin Torah. Elen Nimsal Lachachamim. Since Shmit is not Midin Torah, it was given over to the Chachamim, we could be Medamin, we can say that it's not Mishamit. That's what it looks like to us. Let's be Mekel and say that it's not Mishamit and be Motzi Memonor Shel Aloive. Ayin Sham B'Divrei Ramban. So if it was really Midrabanan, we could say that it's not cancelled. The rabbis have that prerogative and take money from the Loive. We could be Mekel because of Anu Medamin, because it's only the Rabbanan. It looks like it's not Meshamet because the Malva has a Shtar, so Memela will say it's not Meshamet. And we'll demand the money from the Loiva. Because it's only a Din de Rabbanan. And in the Rabbanan, we have more leeway. But Rabbi Yochanan holds that Shvius is Daraisa. So Misafek we can't be Motzi Mamin. Misafik, Yev Shalahotzi Memona. So therefore we say that it is Mishamit. Because we're in the realm of, we're in the murky waters of a Safik Daraisa. You don't want to get involved in a Safik Daraisa. So therefore we don't touch the money. But if it's Nimsar Lachachamim, so the Chum have the right to say, yeah, it looks like it is Mishamit. It looks like it's not mishamet. And collect the money. But since it's d'oraisa, we have no such right to touch the money of the lover. Just because we think it's not mishamet, we're going to do a maisa and say it's not mishamet. If it was the rabbanan, the mipnei shana medamin would be enough. Chama have that leeway to take away the money from the lover. Since it's d'oraisa, they don't have that leeway. So it would appear that that's the svar of the Rosh. Again, this Ramban, if you want to look it up, is Sefer HaSchus, Yud Ches Amun Aleph, Bedaf Yarif. So that's the svar of the Rosh. That since, he writes, that since Shvi is the Rabbana, is not Mishamet Misafek, Shvi is the Rabbana, is not mishamet misafek, it's not cancelled misafek, and therefore you do take away money from the loive, if we be derabbanan. If you saw in the Gemara Kohen Rabbi Yochanan Staraisa, but if we be derabbanan, you would take money from the loive, that since shvius is derabbanan, it's not shayach din of kula lanitva, shadin masur lachachamim. The rabbis have the right to say how it is, so normally we have a din that safek derabanan manitba. But if you have a safek derabanan, it goes to the one being sued. But here, like the Ramban says, it was masr lachachamim to say, Ela nimser lechachamim, so they could say that it's not mishamet, and take money from the loiv, and it was given over to the chamim to decide how to deal with it. And since we say that it's derabanan, we say it's not going to be cancelled, and the chachamim have the right to say that, and they could take the money away from the loiv. And it's not shayach here, a din of kul anitba. Shadin masul lachachamim, leimar she'enu mishamet, and therefore they could take away the money from the lover. The rabbis have that prerogative. And according to this, that's what the Rosh writes, that even the Ramban Paskins this way, that b'malvele yotshanim, eno mishamet, it's not cancelled. The Rosh says that even the Ramban holds it's not cancelled, and we can take the money from the loive. We have to say that the Ramban Paskins this way, not for the Rosh's reason. Because the Ramban holds that Shvi'is Bizman Azez, d'oraisa, like we saw before. And so Rav Yochan Paskins, it's d'oraisa. Since it's d'oraisa, there would be a different reason why the loan isn't cancelled after 10 years. Not for the reason of the Rosh. The Rosh's reason is that it's only derabanan. And if it's derabanan, we have the right to say that it's not cancelled and take the money away from the loiva. But if it's d'oraisa, what right do we have to take money away from the loiva? Against in Torah. So Ramban must have held that we take away the money from the loiva for a different reason. Not because it's the Rabbanim and the rabbis have the right to take the money away from the loiva. The Ramban doesn't hold this Rabban, the Ramban holds the Raisa. So what gives us the right to take the money away from the Loiva and say it's not cancelled? So you must have a different reason why Amal v'chaber l'esu shanim, it's not cancelled. But the Rosh holds Pashat, it's the Rabbanim. And the rabbis have the right to say, since Shemitah is not mitin Torah, the Nimsa l'chachamim, we can be Madame and say that it's not Mishamit. Mimotzi mamun from the loiva. It's nimsar lechachamim. It's given over the chachamim to decide, so they can decide to take money away from the loiva. Then the Rosh needs a new pshat in Rabbi Yochanan, because the Ramban's whole pshat in Rabbi Yochanan was v'chi she'enu medamin. Nasa Maisa, just because we think it's not Mishamit, we're going to do a Maisa and say that it's not cancelled and collect the money. And the Ramban says, if it was Mizmanazid Rabbanan, that wouldn't be called being Motzi Mamnu Safek. It's Vada, it was given over to the Chum. The Chum have the prerogative to take away the money. But since it's Doraisa, we can't say it's cancelled and take the money away from the Loiva. That's the way the Ramban learns Pshat in that line. But how's the Rosh going to learn? He learns it's only the Rabbanan. So he's going to say, Rabbi Yochanan says that a malve b'shtar is kigavui. Just because it looks like a malve b'shtar is like it's gavui because he's holding onto the shtar. We're going to do a maisa and say that it's mamish kigavui and therefore it's not cancelled and the loiva has to pay. No, it wasn't a safek gamur to pass in this way la halacha. That misafik, it's not nishmat, and really it is nishmat. Really it is cancelled. And that's why the loiva has to, and that's why the loiva doesn't have to pay it back. Because it's not a strong enough safik to allow us to take the money away from the loiva. And therefore the Lovid can keep the money. And we say that it is Mishamit. And it's not considered Kigavui. That would be the Rosh. And the Ramban says, like we said, that according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's Doraisa. So you can't play around with the Doraisa and collect against the Doraisa. It would be the Rabban and Echinami. The Raisa have the prerogative to say that they're going to collect, but not if it's Doraisa. Akopanim, we saw in this shir Yesodos Niflaim, and we saw in the first segment, it's all telling whether there's a Shibur Haguf. And in this segment, we discussed how there's an interrelationship between the Isser and the Mamanus. There's only a little Yigos if there's Mamanus of Shemitah, like we saw. So in the Ramban, that it's not pshat that a person, Rambam, that it's not pshat that when you make a Tanai, that he's making a Tanai in what it says in the Torah, that you have no right to do, that it's a new loan, it's a new debt. Either it's a new debt, that he's mischayev at the end of Shvius, and therefore there's nothing, Shvius is nothing to cancel. Or according to Reb Chaim, it's a new debt that Shvius doesn't cancel. And according to the Rambam, there is such a thing as a debt that Shvius doesn't cancel. And therefore there can't be a lo yigos, because lo yigos is only when Shemitah applies, but here Shemitah doesn't apply. Either because it's chal after Shemitah, or because Shemitah doesn't cancel it, so there's no lo yigos. Okay, so obviously tons more to talk about. Baruch Hashem, we've already had numerous shiurim in Yanei Shviyas, and I hope to continue. Kahena b'chahena b'simcha b'tuv lev of Merov Kol. Please stay tuned for more. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.